Everywhere on the Civic Media app. Yeah! WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is out of the presidential race and, just ahead of tomorrow's New Hampshire primary, endorses Donald Trump over his other Republican rival.
He has my endorsement because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of warmed over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents.
I'll leave you with this. May the best woman win.
I'm Matt Piper in Manchester. Registered Republicans throughout New Hampshire make up 31% of voters, compared with 30% for Democrats. But most here are actually independents or unaffiliated voters, comprising 39% of all voters. The Republican primary will test former President Trump's frontrunner status in a state he carried by a comfortable margin in the 2016 primary. During campaign stops throughout the Granite State, Nikki Haley has been urging voters to move past the, quote, political chaos that follows Trump and consider her as the alternative to his, what she calls, drama.
3.5 months after the Hamas massacres in Israel, the Jewish state's offensive in Gaza continues. Gaza's health ministry says more than 25,000 Palestinian civilians have now been killed, at least 25 Israeli hostages among the dead, with Israel rejecting the latest conditions for their release.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu adamantly rebuffed terms from Hamas that involve releasing hostages in exchange for Israel's complete withdrawal from Gaza. The Israeli army has released more footage of what it describes as a tunnel where about 20 hostages were held by Hamas.
CBS's Naomi Ruckham. In Washington state, someone's been taking pot shots at drivers. Cairo TV reporter Brittany Tulis has more.
All five of the confirmed shootings Washington State Patrol investigators are looking into are seemingly random. Thankfully, none of the drivers have been hit, but bullets have left their mark. Now police are looking for witnesses.
Even if people think it doesn't mean anything, case be that piece of a puzzle that we can use to move this forward.
Heard of Zyn? Bet your kids have. And Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer sounding the alarm about the nicotine product.
I'm urging the FTC to investigate Zyn's marketing practices, specifically their marketing practices on social media, and seriously consider Zyn's target market of children.
And overseas. More than 100,000 people turned out across Germany this past weekend to protest against the far-right AfD party after it emerged members had attended meetings with neo-Nazis and other extremists to discuss the mass deportation of migrants, asylum seekers, and some German citizens of foreign origin. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers want to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks. Right now, it's 20 weeks. There are exceptions. The bill has a public hearing Monday, the same day Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin to promote reproductive rights. The measure needs to be signed by the governor and approved by voters statewide, but Evers is likely to veto the bill. The state health department is recommending that all young children be tested for lead in their blood. Previously, only children deemed at risk were recommended to be tested, like those living in homes built before 1978. They say that children as young as 1 or 2 years old should be tested, and as old as 5 if they haven't yet been tested. Exposure to lead can lead to slowed growth and development. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Pistons again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Detroit Pistons again at the Little Caesars Arena. That's the same place where the hockey team, the Red Wings, play. Part of a doubleheader in Detroit. Milwaukee won the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. Cleveland beat the Bucks at their place by 40 points, 135-95. Giannis sat that one out with a bruised right shoulder. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers after losing to the 49ers Saturday night, 24-21. Jordan Love asked about the things he learned in his first first year as the starting quarterback.
There's so many things. I think just understanding how small the margin for error is in this league, especially in critical games like this, when you win in advance, you lose, you go home, just how important every play is and just how locked in you got to be, and then, you know, how critical situations are at the end of the game to go win it, just how dialed in you got to be, take advantage of those games and win.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Our weather's going to be a little messy here the next couple of days, with temperatures hovering right around that freezing mark. Some light rain, some freezing rain, some freezing drizzle today, high of 32. Rain and snow could be heavy at times tonight into tomorrow, although snow accumulation will be less than an inch. It could make roads a little messy. Our high tomorrow, 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I always thought doggers didn't know what they were doing, but now I got proof now, because if you've been watching TV lately, you have certainly noticed that every other commercial on TV is one of those prescription drug ads. Right? Apparently we're supposed to tell our doctors what to prescribe for us. Like that Prevacid commercial, they're like, ask your doctor about Prevacid. Now, shouldn't your doctor know about Prevacid? Isn't that the guy's job? It's like, yeah, there's nothing we can do for you. Oh, what about Prevacid? Hey, you know, you're right. That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. Now, how many milligrams is good? Did it say in the commercial? Well, I didn't see the commercial.
Songwriters and performers in history. Stevie Wonder, Steveland Wonder, Little Stevie Wonder, been under so many names. What a talent. I don't think it gets better than Stevie. It's 6:07. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining us here at WRJN Radio on a Monday morning hometown radio refreshed. They say flurries out there. I think we had some sleet where I was at my house. When I got here to the radio station, there was nothing. So 25 degrees, a little snow and sleet today before noon. Otherwise, maybe half an inch expected, if that much. Then cloudy with a high near 25 degrees. We're at that now. Rain and freezing drizzle tonight. Lows around 31. Rain mixing with snow tomorrow. Highs near 34. Again, right now, 25 degrees. Bucks and the Pistons tonight, 5:30 right here. It says 5:30 a.m. I think they mean 5:30 p.m. Coming up a little later on this morning, if we have some time, we're going to give away tickets to Dial M for Murder at the Racine Theater Guild. Your chance to win tickets coming up later on this morning. Also coming up at 7:06 this morning, we're going to talk to the president, the brand new president of the, you thought the United States, right? The brand new president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois. We're going to find out what's going on Route 66, and it's close enough for you to take a trip. You want to take a trip on Route 66? Man, we're going to tell you how to do it. Not difficult. 608 at WRJN Radio. I want to thank you for joining me here today. What do I have for you? I got so many things to talk about this morning. Something personal coming up a little later on. The passing of a rock and roll, I don't know, legend, but somebody who was a big hit artist in rock and roll with songs like Leader of the Pack, Remember Walking in the Sand. She passed away. My brother knew her a little bit, and we'll talk about that later on. Plus, everybody's got a book in them. We'll talk about that, too. My wife and I were talking about it the other day. We were reading the new, it's not new, but we're reading the book from Carol Gianforte, and I said, you know what, this is, everybody's got a book in them. And we'll talk about that later on, too.
It's all coming up here at WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen. Again, thanks for joining us here at 6:09 on a Monday morning. A chef on TikTok is going viral now for sharing his 6-2-1 grocery shopping hack. You ready for this? He says, buy 6 vegetables, 5 fruits, 4 proteins, 3 starches, 2 sauces or spreads, and 1 fun thing for yourself. Now, I'm thinking a 24-pack of Little Debbie cakes. 1 box of 24 Little Debbie cakes. Does that qualify? That's one for me. Ready for some digital detox? There's a new campaign modeled off Dry January that will give 10 people $10,000 each for giving up their smartphone for a full month. They'll even give you a flip phone to use so you'll be reachable. Huh. Could you do that? Of course I could do it. I went almost my entire life without a smartphone. Now, young people today might not be able to do it because they started off life with a smartphone. But, you know, when you think about it, if you're an adult today, maybe in your 50s and 60s, you didn't have a smartphone most of your life. Could you get away with that without a month? Sure I could. And they're giving you a flip phone, for goodness sake, so you can make phone calls. Sure I could do that. Now, my job depends. I use it. But personally, I can get away. I don't need it. Rumors swirling this week that the James Webb Telescope has found alien life, and NASA's getting ready to announce it. But it sounds like it's a little overblown. You see, there's a planet 120 light years away called K2-18b that could have life on it. Now, before you get too excited or panicky about it, last fall they found evidence of dimethyl sulfide in its atmosphere. On Earth, it's a molecule only made by living things, especially microscopic plants in the ocean. So that's what the hubbub is all about. So if they find that dimethyl sulfide in the air, well, something living had to create it. And that's why they think there's alien life. It's pretty far-fetched. Could the area you live in experience a damaging earthquake? Let's say in the next 100 years. The U.S. Geological Survey said, pretty much. 75% of the country's at risk. I mean, didn't they have an earthquake on the East Coast the other day? Like a small little earthquake? I mean, they got them on the West Coast all the time. So I guess it is possible. All right, odd but true. In Hans Christian Andersen's original version of The Little Mermaid, the mermaid kills herself at the end. It was published in 1837 as part of a collection called Fairy Tales Told for Children. Now, thank goodness Disney didn't make that version of The Little Mermaid. Now, with Bambi, Bambi's mother gets killed in the film. It's very traumatic. A lot of kids didn't come out of that very well, including me. The other day, I was watching this documentary on Turner Classic Movies, The Power of Film, I think it's called, and they showed a scene where little Bambi's mother gets killed, and Bambi's running, "Mother! Mother!" And I started crying in my living room. Not just tears. I mean, I said, like that. It brought back horrible memories. Bambi and that little Bambi, "Mother, oh." You know, I remember once I was at Grant's department store. That's not around here. It's not even in business anymore. And my mother was looking for some clothing in the rack. And keep in mind, I was a little of that 5 years old. And I was small. You know, I couldn't see over the rack. And I panicked. I said, "Mother, mom, mother," looking all over for her. And she was like 1 foot away from me, but I couldn't see her because I couldn't see over the racks of clothing. And I panicked. And I'm getting teary-eyed thinking about this Bambi thing. That's a horrible thing. So when The Little Mermaid, you know, Disney used a lot of stories that they didn't have to pay for because they were in the public domain. That's not Disney, you know, didn't have to pay for The Little Mermaid. They didn't have to pay for Pinocchio. They didn't have to pay for a lot of movies they made because they were in the public domain. But they didn't make The Little Mermaid kill herself at the end, commit suicide. Thank goodness. Making a Broadway musical out of that would have been tough, huh? Coffee ain't cutting it for you this morning. People are snorting caffeine straight up now. You can buy it online. Experts say do not do it. It absorbs a lot faster when you drink it. And it absorbs a lot faster than when you drink it. And it can overdose on it. So don't be snorting caffeine. Odd but true. One of the last inventions Thomas Edison ever worked on was a telephone to contact the dead. Obviously, he didn't do it. Obviously, I don't think you can do it, can you? I don't think you can do that. I don't think so. Showbiz news. Reba McEntire singing the national anthem at Super Bowl 58, which goes down in Las Vegas Sunday, February 11th. Airs on CBS. And don't worry, you won't have to subscribe to a streaming service to watch the game, at least not this year. I mean, they're talking about Oscar ceremonies being streamed next year and all these things. Well, you have to pay to watch it. Well, I won't watch it. Madonna being sued by two people because her show started 2 hours late. They say it was harder to get transportation home. They had to either work or take care of family responsibilities the next day. And Madonna's the cause of all their problems. So they're suing Madonna. Google teasing some new artificial intelligence-powered search features. They say it will be possible to be able to hold your phones up to something and have the internet tell you exactly what it is just by holding your phone up to it. Now, I think now, I think my son's got this app on his phone where you can, if you hear music or something, just turn on your phone and it will identify the song being played in the background. Now, that's pretty good. Or you can have the disc jockey on the radio tell you what it is. But that's not bad. I mean, that's getting simpler and simpler. I need to talk to a teacher and find out how they're going to deal with this chat GPT stuff where kids are now going to be able to say to chat GPT, write my term paper. And when you think about that, wow. Chat GPT writing your term paper. How are they going to prevent that? And how are they going to know? It used to be when I was a kid, you went to the library, got an encyclopedia, copied out of the library, but it was very obvious you copied out of the library because the teacher knew what was in the Encyclopedia Britannica. Plus, you knew you didn't speak like that. So it was very obvious. But with Chat GPT, I don't know how they're going to find out who wrote the term paper or not. Of course, it'll be like my teacher, Miss Cole. I've told this story so many times already, in case you didn't hear it. Miss Cole was about 3 feet tall. And when we took typing class with her, we had big manual typewriters, and she couldn't see over the typewriters because she was 3 feet tall. And you couldn't see her coming down the aisle, but you can hear her. And in the front of the room, she stood on a couple of boxes. And she said, "You boys are going to sit in the back and cheat because you know I can't see you. You'll get your A+, but you won't know how to type." Ms. Cole was absolutely right. I got an A+ in typing, and I don't know how to type today. And I think about that woman every day, all 3 feet height of her. I think about her all the time. And all the boys, we knew she couldn't see us. So we would cheat and look at a piece of paper. But you hear her coming. As soon as you heard her coming, you just put the piece of paper away. And then she'd get in front of the room. She'd get on the boxes and look at us. But she is so right. So with the chat GPT, you'll get your A+, but you won't learn anything. And I know kids don't care about that when they're getting their paper done. But let me tell you something. Later in life, you'll be sorry you cheated with your typing. Because I can't type today. And I get an A+ in typing. So what do you think of that? I think about that lady, Miss Cole, a lot. Again, all three feet of her, I think of her. She was just a great person. What a great teacher, too. Great teacher. What a great person. When you know how hallways are crowded at high school, you couldn't see her because she was, so short and you couldn't see her amongst the people. But you see her feet coming. She was such a wonderful teacher, Miss Cole. She's no longer with us, but wherever she is, Miss Cole, I'm sorry I cheated on typing. I should have paid attention. I wouldn't have had to type today. You are absolutely correct. A little snow and sleet this morning. Just less than a half an inch. I don't think it's going to be that much. Cloudy with a high near 25 degrees today. Right now it is 25 degrees. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here at 618 at a Civic Media station, WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed on your Monday morning. Stay where you are.
Listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there's a building described as being the hottest in Racine County? It's the Firehouse Museum, built in 1882 on 6th Street in Racine. Museum volunteer Steve Salvo tells host Don Rosen it's a really special place for fire history.
It's one of those hidden treasures in Racine people don't know about.
I think we really are
And Salvo says there's surprises for visitors, too.
The fact that the horses that pulled the fire apparatus actually lived in the building with the firefighters.
Special events are held at the museum, too, and you can learn all about it at RacineFireBells.org. RacineFireBells.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life.
It's 621 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rose, and I want to thank you for joining us here on a Monday morning. I mentioned earlier, Carol Gianforte, who comes here with Jim Messier and talking about the history of Racine and what it's like in the 50s and 60s growing up here. She wrote a book, and it was about growing up in her neighborhood. And my wife and I just started reading it the other day. And the name of the book just escapes me. I remember the address she gave in the book on Carlisle Avenue, where she lived. I can't think of the name of the book right now. I remember the address. But anyway, she wrote this book about growing up in Racine. We just started reading it. We read it out. My wife reads it out loud to me. I like that. I like being read books. Anyway, so we just started reading it the other day. And I said to my wife, you know, I think everybody's got a book in them. And I started talking about my life growing up. And I rattled off about 6 or 7 chapters of growing up in my neighborhood with my friends and so forth. And I got about 6 or 7 chapters I could, just off the top of my head. And I think everybody's got a book in them. And maybe we should start writing some of these things down before we forget them. I remember vividly everything growing up in my neighborhood. My we had 6 core friends. And then we had some others that, you know, were in and out of the group. So 8 altogether, but 6 core friends. And I can remember everything we did. We had little carnivals we set up in the backyard. Puppet shows, we did that. We had a little movie theater with a projector. We camped out at night in the backyards. We used to talk at night by the telephone pole, telling ghost stories that we knew were fake, but they scared us anyway. We used to go on adventures in what we called the pit. It was this... we don't even know how it got there. We had legends that dinosaurs were there, but of course dinosaurs weren't there. It was a giant pit where people used to dump their old cars and stuff. And there was a big hill you used to ride your bike down. If my mother ever saw me doing that, she would have had a heart attack watching me get on this hill on the bike. Who knows if I could have gotten killed or not. They eventually built a shopping mall back there, but it was a pit with woods. And we used to go back there and get scared and have a great time. I've got so many chapters I can write about school and growing up in that Westgate Road where I lived, and just all these great stories. But remember, Johnny and I were once walking in the pit area, and these big kids, now we were about 11 years old, these big teenagers came, and they surrounded us. And I said, "Do you want money? I'll give you money." I had like 30 cents on me. And Johnny said, "Don't give them any money." And we ran, and we got away from them. But it was scary. They were about 16, 17 years old, and they surrounded us. And who knows what they were going to do. So I think everybody's got a book in them. And I'd like to see, you know, myself. My wife said, why don't you write one? I don't know how interesting it would be to everybody. Maybe the people on Long Island where I grew up in that town, maybe they would be interested. Out of the core group of 6 people, there's only 2 of us left, Johnny and me. Everybody else passed away. Suicide and, you know, and just natural causes, you know, they just passed away. But yeah, I'd like to maybe put it down. on this radio website I have for the first radio station I worked at, I started writing stories and I number them. I'm up to like number 25, 27 maybe by now. And I'm writing the history of my years at this radio station. And people love it because it's very detailed. And I have sometimes I have pictures to put on there. So I'm creating the history of this first radio station, WGBB, where I first started out when I was a kid. And all the people that read it saying, these are great stories because you're saving history from the 70s that people forgot about and that people will now remember because they're all written down, different stories and, you know, good, funny stories, some not so funny. And so anyway, so yeah. So I think everybody's got a book in them. It's 625 WRJN Radio. Coming up tonight, we have got the Bucks and the Pistons at 5:30 p.m. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to give away some tickets to the Racine Theater Guild. Dial M for murder. Coming up at 7:06, we're going to have the president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois, Dwight Cannon, is going to be here. We're going to talk about how to travel Route 66. Now, my wife and I are members. We've been members for a long time. Of the Route 66 Association of Illinois. And it's a fun thing. We'll tell you how, where it starts and some of the things on the Route 66 in Illinois. Some of them will surprise you. And one of them is one of the main sites, one of the main filming sites for Planes, Trains, Automobiles with John Candy and Steve Martin. It's right there on Route 66. There's another major movie filmed on Route 66, The Blues Brothers. There's a lot of other movies filmed there as well. But yeah, this is all on the Route 66 Association of Illinois. That's coming up at 7:06 right here at WRJN Radio. A dog in Philadelphia kept digging holes in his owner's yard, and his owner didn't know why. It turns out the dog detected an underground gas leak that could have caused a huge explosion. Took workers 3 days to fix it. They say had the dog not found the leak, the woman's home would have blown up. Maybe her neighbor's houses too. Good dog. I hope he got a nice treat and a warm bed for that. That's great. 1 year ago, a guy in New Jersey named James Alturo decided to help clean up his town by walking around picking up cigarette butts and the people tossed on the ground. He ended up with over 24,000 of them, exactly 24,185. For each one, he donated one penny to the American Lung Association. That's $241.85. He said he knows it's not a big amount of money, but every penny helps. Not only did the money help, but he also picked up all those cigarette butts that people just toss on the ground. Well, you talk about your employees, and then you talk about your employees. A mom in New Jersey posted a video after a Dollar Tree employee offered to hold her screaming toddler while she checked out and paid. She wrote in the caption, "We need more angels like this in the world." That was a nice thing to do. I'll hold that screaming screaming toddler of yours while you pay your bill. That's funny. A semi driver got his truck stuck, and then he followed Google directions that took him down a flight of stairs. The issue was fixed. Now, you know, do you think that if you're going down a flight of steps with Google, you just can't go wherever that thing tells you to go? People do that sometimes. You hear horror stories about people turning into lakes and, you know, just turning wherever that Google tells them to go, and you really can't do that. You got to use your brain a little bit. You can't just turn over your whole life to artificial intelligence. Well, it was nice while it lasted. Amazon now wants you to start paying to use Alexa. Remember how free it was? Not going to be free anymore, possibly by June. Have to pay for that service. Showbiz News. Andrew McCarthy made a documentary called Bratz about the impact of the Brat Pack of the 1980s. He interviewed members Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, and Demi Moore. It's on Hulu later this year. And Jodie Foster, originally offered the role of Princess Leia in Star Wars, but couldn't do it because of scheduling conflicts with a Disney movie she was making at the time, Freaky Friday. So let's see, Star Wars, Freaky Friday. Which way do I want to go with this? Maybe a little sleet and snow. Otherwise, just a cloudy day today with a high near 25 degrees. 6:29 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio, refreshed, a civic media station.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
So far, markets in 2024 painted in a very negative light. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And right now, it doesn't look like prices are going to improve anytime soon. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says any farm, regardless of what you're raising or how big you are, needs to make sure you're focused in on risk management.
You know, maybe we're getting to a capitulation point, at least in the corn price, where maybe things can find some stability, but the numbers are still just pointing to a slippery slope. So right now for producers, you know, you got to kind of get control of your unpriced bushels, whether it's through put strategies or some type of strategy here. Because right now, with the break of 460, that was a big number for me. We lost that last week. You know, we're looking at possibly challenging those lower fours now on the historical side in terms of these charts, and the money just continues to push the ag sector to the downside.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. And as we start off on a Monday morning, corn, beans, wheat, all trading lower. Numbers are next.
How does the Dairy Checkoff measure and report its return on investment to its farmers?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of different ways. You know, the Texas A&M does an annual study, and I think the last one was for every dollar that is spent and invested for a farmer money, that's like a $4.78 return. But really, there's so many different ways to look at that. We, you know, dairy per capita consumption has increased by 80 pounds per person, or about 2.2 pounds per year. Our dairy consumption has grown 6% in the last 5 years alone. On our one of the measurables that we have is we invest in PR, which is where we provide story ideas to editors and newsrooms around the country. And then if they pick those stories up, they'll tell them for free. We earned over $70 million in publicity in PR last year across major news networks, local news networks, farm networks, everywhere. It's pretty cool that we were able to spend $1 million and get $70 million worth of media investment return.
Chad Vincent, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, along with us. If you have questions, head on over to wisconsindairy.org and don't hesitate to reach out to them.
Dairy markets on Friday in Chicago saw the barrel cheese gain 2¾ cents to 146¾. 40-pound block cheese was down 2½ at 144½. Double A butter on Friday closed 2 cents lower, 254½ per pound. This morning, February milk's unchanged, $15.79 on the Class 3 contract. March milk down a penny at $16.08. Currently, March corn's unchanged. December new crop unchanged, $4.75½. March soybeans are down a penny. November new crop down a penny and a half at $11.89¾. July wheat currently trading 3 cents lower at $6.06¾. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand as we get started on a Monday morning. Remember, sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com, submit your email, and you're all set. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Our weather's going to be a little messy here the next couple of days with temperatures hovering right around that freezing mark. Some light rain, some freezing drizzle today, high of 32. Rain and snow could be heavy at times tonight into tomorrow, although snow accumulation will be less than an inch. It could make roads a little messy. Our high tomorrow, 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm. By the way, where'd you meet him?
Okay, the lead vocalist there is a woman called Mary Weiss. She passed away January 19th, just the other day. She rose to fame with the Shangri-Las as a teenager, powering hits like Remember Walking in the Sand and, of course, Leader of the Pack. The group was made up of two sets of sisters, Mary and Betty Weiss, and twins Marge and Mary Ganser, who first met in elementary school. They formed the working-class New York City borough of Queens. The Shangri-Las' tough girl image helped them stand out from the other girl groups of the days. Later, she came back to New York and occasionally gave shows with the Shangri-Las during the 1970s, which led to a comeback attempt with a record company in 1977. In 1989, the Shangri-Las reunited one last time for a Cousin Brucey show at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. In 2007, Weiss returned to music with a solo album called Dangerous Game, which included the track Cry About the Radio. Uh-oh, I don't like the title of that song. In 2019, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, honored the Shangri-Las Leader of the Pack, on which Weiss sang lead in its singles category. She passed away at the age of 75 the other day, January 19th. Now, the reason I mention all this, my brother played with the Shangri-Las in, I'm trying to remember the year, probably the 1960s. In Poughkeepsie, New York, they were performing a show in a theater. And in the theater, they actually brought a motorcycle down the path. You know, people walk to get to their seats down the aisle. They brought a motorcycle. The guy from the fire department came and said, "Knock it off." So for the first show, the motorcycle came down. For the next two shows, the motorcycle didn't come down. But anyway, I got to meet them because I would wait in the dressing room during the shows, before, you know, in between the shows. And I got to meet them all. As a matter of fact, my mother was kind of a chaperone with my brother's band because they were just barely 18 years old at the time, but they read music, so it was easy for them to fill in and help out these groups. And I remember one of the twin sisters in the Shangri-Las, her foot was hurting with her go-go boots, the white go-go boots she was wearing, and she swapped them with my mother. And to my mother's dying day, she had those white go-go boots sitting in the closet somewhere. I think they just threw them out. But that belonged to the Shangri-Las. And I got to meet them. Now, my brother just told me the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact, that he was emailing back and forth with Miss Weiss there, who was the leader of the Shangri-Las. They wrote back and forth. My brother was talking about the show in Poughkeepsie and the go-go boots and everything with her. And she, you know, she was very nice about it. But, yeah, we're losing a lot of those stars now that were members of these rock groups in the 60s and 70s. They're, you know, they're old now. And she was 75 years old, which isn't really that old. Mary Weiss from the Shangri-Las passed away the other day. Hey, it's 6:39 at WRJN Radio. A little snow and sleet before noon today, not much. Cloudy, highs near 25 today. Rain, freezing drizzle tonight. Lows around 31. And let's see, tomorrow, rain mixing with snow, highs near 34. Currently right now, 25 degrees in Racine. Coming up at 7:06 this morning, we're talking Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Coming in to join us will be Dwight Cannon, who's the brand new president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois. And my wife and I have been up and down Route 66, right through Texas. but through Illinois many, many times because we're members of the Route 66 Association in Illinois. They have banquets. They have special trips. And you can get into places that normally you couldn't get into if you're a member of the organization. So it's kind of fun. We'll talk about that coming up. 639 WRJN. If someone says to you, I've got some good news and I've got some bad news, what do you want to hear first? According to this survey, 57% of people want bad news first. That would be me. Let's get it over with. 29% want the good news first. Nah, I want the bad news first. Now, let me have it. Let's get it over with. People put down an average of 2.5 caffeinated drinks every day to make it through work. Maybe it's because we're not sleeping great. The average employee only sleeps 6.4 hours a night. You know, I go to bed early now, and I got to stop doing that because I get up in the middle of the night. Like last night, I went to bed early at 7:30 because I was tired, and I got up at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Now I'm up. That's not good because the vicious cycle begins, and I'm tired, and I can't, you know, just keep playing over and over again. What's the number one thing you want your kids to be when they grow up? A recent survey asked 1,500 parents. The top answers were not a doctor, not a lawyer. They want them to be happy and healthy. Number one answers. And to have a stable family life. Rich money did not even make the top 10. Good for those parents. Here's an amazing look at how our egos work. A survey asked people if they'd rather be replaced at their job by a robot or another human being. Only 37% went with the human. Two-thirds went with the robot. Really? I wouldn't want to be replaced by a robot. It's a bad precedent to make. 1 in 3 parents say they faked a nap to avoid changing a diaper. 1 in 4 have gone to run a fake errand to avoid changing a diaper. Really? Hopefully somebody else was there to change it. I mean, you don't want your kids sitting around in, you know, dirty diapers all day. Police in Spain caught a guy tipping a refrigerator over a cliff. All right. They caught him, got arrested. The judge punished him. He has to haul it back up again all by himself. Oh, my goodness. That's a good punishment. I like that. The average person now spends more time messing with their cell phones, tablets, and computers than they do sleeping. We spend an average of 8 hours, 41 minutes using technology, 8 hours, 21 minutes sleeping. Here are some reasons why you're always tired, speaking about sleeping. You're surrounded by negativity all day. You're not getting enough magnesium. You never work out. You're a ball of stress, and your bedroom's a wreck. You know, they say that if your bedroom is neat and tidy, you get a better night's sleep than a messy bedroom. My bedroom's neat and tidy. My wife made sure of that. All right, here's some odd but true movie facts. Are you ready? Now, you got to wrap your head around some of these because you got to think. No one born before the year 1816 ever appeared in a movie. A woman named Sarah Whitley was born in 1816, appeared in the first film ever in 1888. It was called Round A Garden Scene. Before 1816, nobody ever appeared in the motion picture before. The Killers and Silence of the Lambs, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Psycho, all based on the same serial killer from the 40s and 50s, Wisconsin's own Ed Gein from, where's he from? Not Platteville. He's from, where's he from, Ed Gein? When I first moved to Wisconsin, he was still alive. He was in an insane asylum, but he passed away since. Ed Gein. 90% of people say they'd rather take a bunch of short trips than a big long one. The top three reasons, they're less stressful to plan, they're cheaper, and it lets you travel more often. No, I like the long trips. When we go on our week-long trips, before COVID, after COVID, everything kind of fell apart. We didn't take long trips anymore. Maybe we got to start doing that again. Yeah, maybe I'll start with Route 66. You ever panic at restaurants when everybody's ready to order except you? You're not alone. It's common. There's a term for it now called menu anxiety. What's stressing us out? Well, we can't decide. We're thinking about what to order for our taste, the price, and how long it's going to take to come to the table. Solution? Tell the server to come back and take your order last. Problem solved. I don't get panicky, but I do when, you know, people are all ordering. Now I'm under pressure. I gotta quick come up with something, and I just pick something. I should tell, come back. I'm not ready yet. But we don't do that. Sometimes a good deed can turn into a hot mess. That almost happened here, but There was a silver lining in this story. A man accidentally donated $15,000 to a GoFundMe instead of $150,000 that he intended. He got a refund. People saw his original donation and were thanking him, so he decided, all right, I'll make it $1,500. Here's an update for you. Elon Musk. Now, do you remember this story? Remember Elon Musk was going to have a fight with Mark Zuckerberg, and Elon Musk's mother made it clear she didn't want him fighting Mark Zuckerberg. Mommy said, don't fight. Because, Elon was, being called a bully, and he's heavier and taller than Mark Zuckerberg. Whatever happened to that fight that was supposed to take place? We need an update on that. Remember they were going to fight each other? But we never heard what the outcome was in that. Wonder what happened with that fight. Not that I care to see it, but I'm just curious about what happened. Odd but true. The state of Oregon is ending its 72-year ban on pumping your own gas. Only one state left in America where you're not allowed to pump your own gas. And that would be New Jersey. Only full-service gas stations allowed in New Jersey. A man in California sentenced to federal prison this week after he was convicted in a $9 million Ponzi scheme. He claimed to turn cow manure into green energy. Yep, there's a sucker born every minute. People donated to people. Actually gave him money for that? Come on. Okay. All right, this is from our archive files. A woman in Nova Scotia, Canada, and her nephew won $930,000 in a local lottery raffle. Now she says she's going to sue him for his half of the money because only her name was on the ticket, and it was written on for good luck. She never promised she'd split the jackpot with him. She wants the money back. Now that's nice. This is what tears families apart, money. Some guy in Massachusetts had a gut feeling about some lottery numbers, so he used the same set of numbers on 9 different tickets. Won $100,000 times 9. Nothing says you can't do that. That's pretty good. Let's see here. What else we got for you? Oh, we have some tickets to give away in a few minutes. We're going to do that before the top of the hour. Make sure you get a chance to win tickets to the Racine Theater Guild Dial M for Murder. Getting married? There are some things couples say they wish they had on their wedding registry, but for some reason didn't put it on there. More bed sheets, stuff for the backyard, outdoor items like a grill and camping gear, tools, and experiences like gift cards to their favorite restaurants. It says here your favorite restaurants, but I think they mean their favorite restaurants. Odd but true. Now, this is one you're really going to have to wrap your head around. This is kind of, it took me a while to figure out exactly what this meant. December 31st, 2017 was the only day in history where every adult was born in the 1900s and every minor was born in the 2000s. Again, December 31st, 2017 was the only day in world history where every adult was born in the 1900s and every minor was born in the 2000s. Takes you a second or two to wrap your head around that, doesn't it? It does for me. A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery, Dial M for Murder, continues this week at the Racine Theater Guild. Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hands, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger. It's coming to the Racine Theater Guild. It's there now. Call the box office, 633-4218. 633-4218. And get your tickets, showtimes and tickets, all right? I got a pair of tickets right now for this Friday's performance at 7:30 at the Racine Theater Guild. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give us a call right now. 662-634-WRJN, right? Yeah. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, I've got a pair of tickets for you right now to the Racine Theater Guild this Friday night, 7:30 to see Dial M for Murder. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Give a call right now. 649 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station.
This is News Talk.
talk and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Looking for lab-grown diamonds? Robert Heck Diamonds sells them at crazy prices. How about 2-carat total weight diamond studs for $999? Robert Heck Diamonds can get any size, shape, or clarity in natural or lab-grown diamonds. Don't buy until you call Robert Heck Diamonds. $999 for a pair of 2-carat diamond studs? Wow! Robert Heck Diamonds in both Greenfield and Brookfield.
Bucks and Packer fans, listen up. Your smiles are in for a winning treatment at Dr. Stephen W. Campbell's office at 3801 Monarch Drive in Racine. Just like your favorite teams dominate the field, Dr. Campbell excels in dental care, and your winning grin is his top priority. Whether you're cheering for the Bucks or celebrating a Packers victory, make sure your smile is game day ready. Call Dr. Stephen W. Campbell at 262-432-9529, where your winning smile is always in season.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
I don't want to kiss or hold your hand. If it's funny, try and understand. There is really nothing else I'd rather do, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you. I don't need to hug or hold you tight. I just wanna dance with you all night. In this world there's nothing
It's 6:52 at WRJN Radio. I want to thank you for joining us here at Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station. We're talking Route 66 coming up at 7:06 this morning. Got a full week for you. If you want to know all our guests for the week, they're posted on our website. Our Facebook page, WRJN. Go to our Facebook page and you'll see all the guests for the week listed there, okay? So you can plan out your whole week. Cleaning company being sued after a janitor unplugged a freezer at a lab because he was annoyed that it was beeping. Turns out he destroyed cell cultures inside that were part of a decade's worth of research. Decades worth. In a lawsuit, the lab says it cost more than $1 million in damages. The cleaning company hasn't commented. You ready for a good news story this morning? A firefighter in Florida adopted a baby that was left outside his station back in January. Someone left her in a safe haven box, which a lot of fire departments have now, I guess. He's the one who found her. Her name is Zoe. She's 5 months old. He and his wife have been trying to have kids for over a decade, so they're thrilled. He says he locked eyes with Zoe, and he knew it at that point. He loved her immediately. What a lucky little girl. She's going to spend her life now with a family that just loves her so much. Good for Zoe. Good for her. You only die once. That's why you should make it unique. At least that's what some celebrities think when making plans for their funerals. BuzzFeed put together a list of unusual final requests that famous people have made. You ready? Tupac Shakur. Now, before he died, he said he wanted his ashes smoked by members of his former group, Outlaws. Bruce Lee, before he died, footage from his actual funeral was used in his last film, Game of Death. There's a scene where you can actually see his face in the casket. Aretha Franklin, she had 4 outfit changes for her 3 viewings at her funeral. And Liz Taylor, she wanted to be fashionably late for her service, so it began 15 minutes after its announced time. We had a comedy bit once. Guy said what he wants to do is take $5,000, pay a celebrity to show up at his funeral and cry. Doesn't have to talk to anybody. Just show up at his funeral and cry. He said, I'll get like, oh, I don't know. I forgot who he said on there. I forgot the guy from Full House. I forget what his name was. Anyway, he said, I'll pay him $5,000 to show up at my funeral. All right. Just cry. And people will say, gee, I didn't know he knew him. What was the guy's name from Full House? I can't think of his name. Stamos, John Stamos. And he said, I'll have John Stamos show up at my funeral. And people say, gee, I didn't know we knew John Stamos. Let's take a look at news headlines. These are the stories that we're watching today in our news center. Stuart J. Waddle is putting this together for us. When Vice President Kamala Harris talks in Waukesha County today, she'll likely take on Wisconsin Republicans and their new 14-week abortion restriction plan. Harris is speaking at the headquarters for the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades in Big Bend. That's just off 43 near 164. The motorcade will likely impact traffic two times today, with most likely interstate-only travel to and from the airport. Harris is starting a tour advocating for reproductive freedoms, and this is her first stop on tour. A 71-year-old Kenosha woman passed away and her husband seriously injured after a house fire yesterday after putting out the flames at the house on the north side of the city. Firefighters say they discovered the woman deceased. Her husband and a neighbor were also brought to the hospital. Investigations underway to find out what caused the fire. Action on the agenda item at tonight's Racine Unified School Board meeting could save $2 million. The board takes a vote tonight on closing West Ridge earlier than planned. The original intention was for it to close in June of next year, but only 30 students are expected for the possible coming year, leading to the possible earlier closure. Following a helicopter crash in Kenosha yesterday, a pilot escaped with only minor injuries. It happened near the Kenosha Airport yesterday afternoon. The helicopter was roughly 20 feet in the air when it crashed. According to investigators, although the pilot's injuries were minor, investigators say the helicopter sustained significant damage. The NTSB is involved in the follow-up. And Kenosha County has the lowest gas prices in the region. AAA has their average at $2.66 a gallon. It's about a nickel higher in Racine County. Those are the news stories you're watching. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center, our news director, keeping an eye on these stories and more throughout the day on WRJN Radio. We recently paid $1.50 a gallon? Yeah, we have these shot. You know, when you go to the supermarket, you get special points off at the gas pumps. We had one so much, we got a dollar off. It was $1.50 a gallon. Brought back the good old days. Good, solid memories of what it was like back when. Okay. We mentioned Dial M for Murder. Got another pair of tickets to give away for Dial M for Murder coming to the Racine Theater Guild this weekend. The tickets are for Friday, 7:30 p.m. Would you like to go? All right, you can go. All you do is have to give us a call right now. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give us a call at area code 262-634-9756. That's 262-634-WRJN. And I'll give you a pair of tickets for this Friday night at the Racine Theater Guild to see Dial M for Murder. My wife and I have season tickets for the Racine Theater Guild, so we see every single show there, and it is worth it. Trust me. They put on such productions there. You're in the theater, all right? 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. Give us a call right now, and we'll give you a pair of tickets to go see. We have one pair left to go see Dial M for Murder this Friday night, 7:30 p.m. at the Racine Theater Guild. 658 of WRJN Radio. Coming up in right after the news, we're going to talk to Dwight Cannon. He's the president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois. We'll get the lowdown on what's going on getting your kicks on Route 66. That's coming up here at WRJN Radio. A civic media station, hometown radio refreshed.
Down on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
In streaming.